Hi, this is Wayne Brown from the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you. Exactly. I want to talk to you. I want to use vocabulary. I want to use words. I want to use phrases to communicate to you what it is I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what my journey entails, where I've been, where I'm going, what my dreams are, my desires. All of these sorts of things I can do with a vocabulary. Now, if I've got a poor vocabulary, I would have trouble describing to you with any great depth all of these things. If I have a powerful vocabulary, I would be able to describe to you in a way that you would completely and utterly understand exactly what it is I'm trying to get across to you. My question, though, is not just how good is your vocabulary, but what portions of it are you using? And where are you focusing your vocabulary? You see, all of us every day talk to other people. We have communications, we have conversations, we have information that we have to pass on. But we also, inside our head, have conversations. We have information that we pass on to ourselves and repass on to ourselves. So what I want to talk to you about today is not only expanding your vocabulary, becoming better at describing how you're feeling, your dreams, your goals, your desires, information that you have to pass on to people in your workplace, social interactions, interactions of a casual nature. Not only do you have all of these things, but you also have where you focus on. Now, you could be focusing on a positive thing, or you could be focusing on a negative thing. Now, negative people tend to hang around with negative people, and positive people tend to hang around with positive people. Now, if you want to increase your life and make it better than what it currently is, regardless of whether at the moment you're right down the bottom or halfway up or near the top or whatever, it all comes down to where your focus is with your vocabulary. Now, if you're focusing on the positive, you'll draw that into your life. If you're focusing on the negative and you want to move to the positive, you've got to start using positive wording. You've got to start focusing on positive situations, positive examples of things going on in the world. Like, for example, I don't watch a lot of news. In fact, I watch very little and I rarely read the newspaper. Why? Because it's predominantly depressing stuff. It's always death and murder and car crashes and people doing things illegal. And I don't want that viewpoint of the world because that's not how the world is. The world's not full of all this death and destruction and carry on that the news keeps going on about. I'd rather fill my head with good things, positive things, not a Pollyanna attitude. And for those of you, I think the story of Pollyanna is she only focused on the positive. She wanted to try and ignore the negative. She didn't see it. The world does have negatives, but it's not overwhelmed with them. It has a balance between the positive and the negative. So my question is not only what words are you using, but what type of words? Are they positive words? Are you putting positive information into your head? Are you communicating positive information? If you're talking to someone, you're always whinging about what's going on in your life and, oh, I've got this going on and that going on and blah. They're going to end up depressed. They're not going to want to talk to you. Or if they're hanging around, it's because they're waiting for you to stop so they can go, oh, you think you've got problems. Why don't you hear what's happened to me? That's what they're waiting for. So today's podcast is all about that. Start becoming aware of what you're focusing on, what your vocabulary is like. When people ask you how you're doing, how your day's going, do you just go good, not bad, okay, all right? Or do you just go, it's doing really well, I've got this going on and that going on and that's going really well, got a little problem over there, but I'm sorting that out? Or do you sit there and go, oh, my life's rubbish, I've got this going on and that going on? Start becoming aware of your vocabulary, your words, your focus of attention. These things are really powerful. I'm making it sound simple, but I like keeping it simple. I don't like confusing things and making them complicated. So today, start thinking about your words. Start thinking about your focus. Start thinking about your attention. You'll be amazed how much it affects your mentality and your outlook on life. Anyway, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions signing off, hoping you have a fantastic day. Remember, you've got the choice, always have had the choice, always will have the choice. Send me an email if you like, the 7bigquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll catch you at the next podcast. Bye.